Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those have been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be defeated. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Start conference recording, press 1. To reach the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, July the 25th, 2022. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. absolutely marvelous Monday. So, Ray, two things. I guess there's a problem with one of the lines. Somebody's texting me, so I don't know if you knew it or not.
Oh, yeah, it's straight now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they said it's back. All right. So, yes, guys, I don't understand why we're wasting the first 30 minutes of the call. I mean, I don't. If we're missing out on it, you don't do a call, then let's not do the call. Why waste all that time? We could be doing it. Now people could ask some questions, have some comments. Anyway, what's going on? Do we have some questions?
Yes. Five.
Five?
I think it's five, yes.
Did you say five?
One, two, three, four. Okay. Yep,
sure okay. did. All right. We didn't send anything out, right?
Nothing went out.
Okay. All right, guys, I got good news and good news. That's why I didn't understand why you guys are waiting so long to hear the good news and good news. Well, anyway. Good.
Get the good news first.
Okay. The good news is the framework didn't name their nominee today. So, in fact, narrowed it down to one person. They named who it is. And he actually accepted it yesterday, the position of prime minister. And then he apologized yesterday for accepting the position when they haven't even voted yet. So he had to come back and do an apology. He's not the prime minister yet. And it was only his name they submitted. They got it down to one name. They had it down to two over the weekend, now one. And they're saying Al Kazemi is still not their guy, not for the framework. You'll have to vote. And it could still end up being Al Kazemi. That's who everybody else wants. At least they got it down. That's what's been the holdup. So Curtis Dan said they have not gotten theirs down to one name. They still have two names. They're going to meet today and tomorrow. Their goal is to get it down to one name. But again, they're saying if we don't, then we just vote. And the best man wins. Simple enough. So we'll see what happens. We're waiting for them to set that date to vote. It should be this week. That date should be this week. They'll take the vote, have a president of the republic, and have a new prime minister. And then he has 30 days to put his government together, which really shouldn't be an issue at all. Now, the framework is saying they put up a guy who Sadar agrees with or is okay with. Other members of Parliament are saying he's a good guy, but they don't know if he'll be able to do his own agenda or not, or have to follow the agenda that the framework puts up for him. That's what they're questioning. Where everybody knows Al Kazemi is doing his own thing. The only question is, will this guy do the same thing or strictly follow the framework? So that's the question we're waiting for. Over in Iraq, the majority of these citizens that we're getting and the people all want Al Kazemi to stay in place because he is a proven product and he has brought the change they've been looking for. So we'll still have to see what happens with the vote. But that's good news. At least they finally named somebody. And now it really is up to Curtis Dean to either name somebody or like Halabusi to put a date down when they can go and take the vote. Should see that soon. Also, good news for most people, I guess, especially Walt. Ray, there's a lot of noise in the background. They are officially investigating Maliki. They didn't have any choice because members of parliament, his groups, even the Sardis people, are saying, are we just going to ignore this and let him get away with it? Let him get away with it? I mean, is the court just going to close their eyes? Is the judiciary going to do nothing? So, yeah, they opened the investigation. They are waiting right now, copies, they say, of the recordings from the person who released it. Because parliament, members of parliament want to know how and why he has not been charged yet. Especially since the people who have run the videos or the recordings said they are authentic. Authentic. So that should be pretty good. My guy in Iraq seems to think that Maliki is now going to meet the same as Saddam Hussein. That's what they're saying. But he can always do what he did last time, do what Sadar did when they were after him. He can run to Iran and be safe because they haven't issued a warrant, they said, or arrested him. So he can run. He knows this is fact, the end, which is good. Okay, they are excited about the RV happening now, especially over there. So there's a possibility it could happen tomorrow, is what some people feel. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen until they actually have the vote. It's looking more closer to this weekend. At least by the 1st, which is Monday. And there's one other window during the month of August that they feel it could go to. So right now, three opportunities to actually see the RV. I know some people are saying it could take another month, month and a half, but it is going to happen. But that's waiting a month for the actual government to be formed, for him to, for whoever the prime minister is, to put his government in place, everybody see the changes, and then go from there. Or it could happen in the next, what's the day, 25 days. So we'll see. All right, let's get started. Okay, right.
Papa Bear says, can we share the 800 number for making our appointments with family and friends around the USA?
Absolutely. They want you to share it. As soon as it comes out, they want you to tell every single person that has Dinar, because they're going to try and get them through the first 30 days. But after that, everybody's going to make individual appointments. So, yeah, absolutely share it. What's next?
TP40. Tony, I thought you mentioned that at one time early on in this investment, you received intel from Nader in the Middle East. He is on YouTube from time to time. Do you recall? Just curious if you know him.
I've never said I received information from Nader. Never, ever, ever. Don't know him, saw his video, see his video, just like everybody else. I said he is a citizen of Iraq. I think he's telling us what the citizens are hearing, not what's going on in back rooms, meetings. And it's a good person to get, I think, their point of view. If you're looking down on the street in Iraq saying, I wonder what are they thinking? I wonder what they're seeing. That might be a person to talk to, because he has said some things that I haven't agreed with because he didn't know. And he's come back and changed his mind. And I understood. When people ask me, I'm saying he's saying what you and I would say. if Biden was saying something or Trump was saying something. We didn't know what was really going on. But as citizens, this is our perspective. Which I like his perspective, though, I mean, especially right now, because they're kind of giddy, excited, and they think it's really about to happen with the information that they're getting and feeling. And the fact that they like Al Kazim. But no, I never spoke to the man, never traded tweets, information, or anything else. I said that I used to talk to Firefly from Iraq. That's who, what's his name, man?
I don't know.
The guy with all the colors and the blue pill, red pill. I can't think of his name right at the moment. Anyway.
Me either.
I said, Ray probably knows his name, y'all. He just don't want to say it. Anyway, he started talking to him. Wait, I'm going to tell him for a minute because
actually,
the red pill
and
the
blue
pill. Yeah, you know his name. What's his name? Let me see. Oh, Frank 26. Yeah. Like 2-3 people that told me. Huh?
He got mad at me.
Yeah, you know who Firefly is.
No, also he said that Frank got mad at
Eddie. I'm talking about Eddie.
You know, that's not Firefly, or at least not the Firefly that I knew, but anyway.
Oh, Firefly is the new guy. Yeah, I meant to say Eddie. Yeah, I know who Eddie was, because Eddie is a citizen, and he used to live downtown Baghdad, and he moved to Jordan. But that was through Neil. Now, they talked to Frank 26, because they got mad at Ray.
Everybody.
Well, it's mad. Okay. The Ray didn't care nowhere. If he did, he like, I don't give a... But anyway, that's what happened while they went over there. But that's the only guy, except for one of my friends I was in the military with. His friend who owns a taxi cab company in Baghdad. His wife does something else. So he sends me some information sometime. And I got a lady here that, I can't remember nobody's name today. The guy who showed us he was the first Iranian, I mean, first Denarian. He'll probably hit me real quick. He has a lady here that lives in Fresno, and her family owns one of the largest businesses in Iraq. So she has a different perspective. And other people when I did talk to her. So those are only local people that I know. All right, what's next?
Gleemast says, if the U.S. goes on the gold system, will they have to print new bills saying U.S. Treasury on it or just use the Federal Reserve bills?
Before we used to have bills that said U.S. Treasury on them. Before we went to Federal Reserve, so I suspect we would, but it won't be overnight. And they'd have a lot to do, even though they have all that going on in the background anyway. It won't be overnight. You won't wake up one morning and see red, green, blue bills or a bunch of different bills without notifying the public first like they're doing in Iraq, without giving store owners, vending machines, ice cream men, and everybody else an example of what a real bill looks like and not just going to throw them out. So that's never going to happen. These idiots for years been telling you guys every morning or weekend we're getting new dollars. It hasn't happened in 12, 15 years. It's not going to happen that way when it does. All right, what's next?
Let's see, we have birthday celebrations for Alamo Spur and E.F. Hutton. Both of them are celebrating their birthday today. Alamo Spur.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I wanna wish you a
E.F. Hutton is dead.
No, she took his name.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, and the cue is back up.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll go to the board.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Okay.
The guy I was talking about, his name is Jim, who said he was the very first Denarian. I figured he was listening. And he wants you guys to know that Zena is the girl in Fresno, and she was his interpreter when he was there. But he always tells me, I talk to him, he was the very first in our who started spreading the word. So, all right, let's do it.
Okay, 754 area code, you are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray, from another hot day in South Florida. It's Mahjong Lady. I hope you both had a great weekend. I sure did. Had company from California. Unfortunately, my son had to go back to your state, but it was a great week with him. Couple of things, Tony. You had told us in the past we would not get out of the month of July. This would happen by the end of July. Now you're giving us another 30-day window that could possibly happen. Why the 30-day window?
Well, I guess my crystal ball was muddy. Because things change. Because Iraq doesn't do what they say they're going to do when they say they're going to do it. If they had set the dates, made the announcements, took the votes when they originally said they would, I guess we would have seen it by the end of July, which I can't rule out because the end of July is not here. But I'm giving you the information as I get it, changes and all. The fact that I don't control it. Now, we all know they said they're going to make the announcement in June. And they said they're going to make it the first week in July. Now they're saying they're down to one name and they're going to do it this week. I don't even know if that's going to happen. But all I can do is base the information on what I'm getting, information I'm receiving, the timeline. Trust me, they do not let me control it.
Okay. My other question is these new contracts that France signed with Iraq, they were given a date of the 15th of August. If this does not go by then, what happens with those contracts? Are they getting ripped up? Are they starting over? Is France going to wait it out? What's their perspective on it, or you haven't heard anything?
What I heard was the back wall, because you brought it up. So you brought it up, not me, so nobody can't get mad
right
at me. The back wall for the RC is August the 15th. It's supposed to happen by then. So it's based on the contract. Again, that was their agreement. But if it doesn't happen, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to set a new date like they always do. But right now, that is the date for all the contracts to begin with the new rate. If it happened any time before then, and that's why I told you guys 3 dates. as early as tomorrow, this weekend, or in August, because the back wall is supposedly August 15th. Because that's when everything's supposed to go into effect.
Okay, and my final question, with the price of oil fluctuating as much as it is, the up and down, and the more down it's been than up, is there any concern over there?
No, there's no concern over there. Yeah, actually, oil's supposed to go down the first week in August because they all agreed what Biden did to produce more oil. So the price of gas would go down. As long as it doesn't go down at $85, which today it's at $104, so it's not going to go down to $85, because that's what they're going to base the rate on, $85. They're going to be safe with that. Not only that, but they've increased their production and output to the U.S., so they went up to number three because they just passed Saudi Arabia and are signing more contracts next month to increase it even more, so they're still going to have the revenue to support the RV rate. So there's no concern at all. It's all part of the plan.
Okay, those are my questions for today. I want to thank you both for your time, and I'll turn it over to the next caller. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
281 area code. Oh, wait a minute. We missed a birthday. Off grid. That one got in late. So birthday, happy birthday to Off Grid, also known as a, there's another name on open mic, but he's off grid on TNT. Yeah, we're with 281. Here we go.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus there.
Oh.
Well, hello, wait, Tony. What? Hello, Ray. How you guys doing today?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
It's good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. Not going to do any good anyway. So.
Yes, it will. It'll make somebody else feel better.
I'm saying it ain't going to do no good with me because I don't care. Anyway, good.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you know, it is what it is. So I do have a few questions here. So let's just say that whoever they choose for the prime minister, it's not Kazemi. But for whatever reason, a lot of people are saying Kazemi is going to end up with it, but we don't really know that for sure. But what if it doesn't? Can people start protesting and contesting this, just like they've done in the past for other things they didn't like, and that would probably delay this again? I mean, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, they can protest anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they will just because they don't know the guy. He was the governor. They put his credentials down and his resume out for everybody to see today. So for anybody who doesn't know who he is, but
mm-hmm.
can't criticize a guy until he does something wrong. I mean, especially if you don't even know him in politics, how are you going to say, you know, we don't want the guy? If it's Amiri, if it's Abadi, if it's Maliki, you already know what they're about. Nope, we're not going to do that. But it's a brand mm-hmm. new guy. They're saying Sadar is okay with it if he wins. Then we just have to see what he does. At any point, Sadar can go against him. He can get the people in the streets, everything else. If he sees he's just going to be a framework puppet or Iranian puppet, government won't last 6 months and he'll do it again. But I hate to say it, we won't care either way. Because after he's nominated, he goes and the RV happens, that's when they're going to see what he does. And the money's going to be there. Good.
So all of the rules and regulations or things that Kazemi have already pretty much put in place Do you think he will go with what Kazemi already have in place to get this done, or will he bring in his own ideas and whatever? And will that delay anything?
I don't know. That's the question. That's what they're saying. Will he be his own man, or will he be, you know, a puppet for the framework or Iran? Nobody's going to know until he's in office, if he gets in there. But that's why the people want Al-Kazemi to stay in there, because they already know. And he has it. Now, the international community has already warned them. If they deviate from that, they don't follow the white paper, and they're going to lose everything. But maybe they don't care. The framework, they're going to challenge every contract that Al-Kazemi signed, because he wasn't authorized to do that, even though they were all the right things as far as we're concerned in the international community. So that we're going to have to wait and see.
Okay, so there were three requirements, I think, Sadar gave Maliki to come and own up to. Did you see that article? I'm sure you have read it.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
So, okay, so in your opinion, what do you think Maliki is going to do this?
No, he's not going to do that.
I mean, if he's trying to get in, you know, it seems like he's trying to pull every string there is to try to get in, so why not cooperate? So he's just going to run for the hills, more than likely. At least that's what I think. He ain't going to try to.
Well, that's what Sadar is telling him. Admit what you did. You can't win.
Right.
Up the government. You can't win. Go hang yourself. You can't win. He's not going to do any of those. He's going to continue to fight is what he's doing. The problem is now his party is saying we're not having a problem within our party, the framework. The members are saying, yes, we are, because we now want him gone, because he's making all of us look bad. Especially over the weekend, even more came out, more recordings. And then they're saying, even Miri, who was on his side, they're saying, why hasn't he been charged? Why hasn't he been arrested? What are you guys waiting for? So it's too hard, but he's definitely not going to be prime minister. They're saying his name has been removed.
Okay. And my last question, if this does not happen by the 15th, let's just say hypothetically it doesn't. I know a lot of these contractors or people that have gotten contracts and ready for this thing to go, they're just waiting. What's your opinion on people just really getting tired and waiting? We get to the last minute and then the trigger is not pulled. A lot of these people are probably frustrated because it's not moving forward. If it goes past the 15th, what could be the worst case scenario?
I have no idea.
Because interfering with the RV.
I think the RV is going to be prior to that date anyway. Or if not, it's going to be still set, or the contract activation is going to be set on the RV date. Because they want to do it with the new rates. So if they say, okay, it's supposed to go on the 15th, I mean, that's when the contract is effective, then the rates should change prior to the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the rate doesn't change, then the contract date may be removed. They say, well, it's going to be effective on the 30th, because they still want the RV to happen first before they all get involved in this business. But again, the American companies have been frustrated going through this for years. That's why they wanted to get pulled out. They were just tired of it, especially the big companies, or they said they were. They came back with different names and everything else. But it's like, I know there's gold laying right there. I know it. I see it right over there on the ground, and you're telling me I can go get it on this date, but now you're telling me I got to wait a week. Am I just going to walk away from the goal? No. I'm just going to wait till it actually happens. And everybody's going to go over there and get their share of that goal, because they already know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You may get frustrated and delay it, but they're not going to not do it. There's too much in the future for the entire region for it not to happen. Yeah, the only way it could not happen is Frameworks guy does win, and he decides he's going to do what they want or what Iran wants, but then that destroys the region for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people just think that happens.
Okay, well, thank you for answering my questions. Those are all my questions. I guess we will see what happens in the next week or so.
All right. Thank you.
Before the 15th. You guys have a good day. Bye.
All right, you
Bye-bye.
Too.
206 area code, you are on.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me try
Hello,
this again.
Guys.
There you are. Okay.
Hello.
Go for it.
Okay. I have just one question, and that is whether you've heard anything, Tony, about all of these things from the Treasury or the banks.
I have not heard anything from the Treasury this week or the banks, but the markets actually told me this morning they are still within their range and are encouraged. So.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're at a very good place, and only other request I have is that you would please send out a tweet if you get any really cool information between now and Wednesday.
Absolutely. If they call me back and tell me they're on high alert, stand by, hey, we got our two-hour notification, I'm going to tweet it out. Maybe not the two-hour notification because someone might get in trouble, but I'll figure out something to tell you.
Okay. But even the Kurdistan movement, you know, if they get their guy out there, it would be so nice to know that that was settled.
I just don't think that's going to be settled, guys. They've gone for months now saying we're going to go with the two names. We're going to go. You're just using us calling in tactics, and it's not our fault. And they're still at that as of this morning. Because they want Selah and they want the other guy, and they're saying, let's just vote and see what happens.
Yeah,
I would think
if
any democracy, you don't have to go with one name. We want everybody else to have a voice, so we'll see.
But didn't you say they were going to take today and tomorrow to figure out whether it's one guy or two? I mean, it sounds like they haven't really committed and said, just go and do it, or let us try to get to one guy. It seemed like you were saying they're going to...
Oh, I was saying that, because they're saying that. They've been saying that weeks, just like they've been saying, we got two names, let's just go. You guys keep wanting us to talk about something we've already talked about. We're not going to resolve
it.
Then, okay, we'll give it another shot if that's what you want to hear.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're on a precipice, and thank you for everything. And we'll wait to hear, and if nothing else, we'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you,
sir.
Maybe we'll get some super fantastic news by then. So, all right.
Oh, yeah, we missed a birthday greeting also for Gladys. Gladys celebrated a birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, 360 area code. You're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, how you doing?
What am I doing? I'm sitting here in 1980. Oh, how am I doing?
Yes, sir.
I'd say I think I'm doing as well as can be expected. I'm in good shape for the shape I'm in, Tony.
Oh, you mean being old or being broke down?
What, they don't go together?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, geez, this is getting old stuff. It's not all it's cracked up to be, but I guess I must be a glutton for punishment. Yeah.
I know. Bubby tell me all the time, getting old hurts. Look, when I wake up, it hurts.
That's how I know I'm alive. No kidding. Who actually would be the one if we get to the 15th and, you know, we don't know the exact cutoff date, if they were to have the plug pulled on them and said, that's it, okay, the caretaker government goes for another year and schedule new elections. Who makes that call?
Under their basis, just like last time the U.S. does, if they can't work it out, that's why Al Kazemi's here, because he said, okay, it's just not going to work. But there is nothing going on in Iraq that could give the U.S. justification. The only way they could do that is for the people to take the streets, start rioting, just like they did last time, and the country's going in total chaos. Then the U.S. can step in and save it. But as long as it's just politics like they're doing, going back and forth, you know, the people are calm because they are calm. In certain areas, they were protesting over the weekend, shut down one of the oil refineries. But unless the whole country gets up in the uproar like the Arab Spring, it'll just stay like it is till somebody votes.
Don't you think the people would have the influence if they wanted to go out in the streets and protest the fact that Maliki's out and about and walking around, and that why hasn't he been arrested? These tapes are out. You know, what more do you need? And don't you think they could precipitate that, or no?
No.
Okay.
Listen, what you're talking about, and guys, don't nobody take it personal, but I'm breaking it down to you for reality. All right? We're looking at the January 6th commission here, seeing everything we're seeing and hearing. Do you think the people taking to the streets and protesting are going to make any difference? No, because it's not affecting the people anymore. Okay? And they're not going to do that. It's the same thing with Al Kazemi. What he did just became very public. But why are the people going to protest for one guy to go to jail? They're going to tear down the whole country? No, that's never going to happen. He's just not going to be prime minister. And then it's up to the ministers, okay, parliament, to go after him, to make the judiciary, the federal court, do what they're supposed to do. People just don't want him to be prime minister. They're not going to riot and destroy the country just to get him arrested. So, that's not realistic. They will do that if they don't get some food, some water, some electricity, or their money check, because that affects everybody. It's really kind of funny if you guys look at just the politics of it, how one country is mirroring the other. I mean, just as things are happening, because that's the fact of it. They are mirroring things that are going on. How the same thing happened here, basically what happened in Europe with Johnson, except he hasn't been charged, which we're talking about charging him for the parties that they had. I'm looking at why is it coincidence? Or is it designed? Or are we looking at some of the same people, and the people are tired of all of it? That's just looking at the big picture.
Hmm.
So
right. That's fair enough. I don't know. Gee, you're so good at explaining everything. Yeah, I've answered all my questions. And all I can say is thank you very much, Tony. And I'm going to save that picture on my phone, that one you sent me, of those flowers.
Oh,
oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah. And let me know if they ever just disappear. You know what I mean?
I know, but isn't that something? I still look at them today. I'm like, they're still sitting there. I don't know.
They're like petrified. They're petrified. That's all there is to it. Well, thanks a lot, Ray. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it, man. I'll get out of the way, and we haven't heard from Danny yet, so we'll see what he's curious about. Anyway,
all right. Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Ray.
All righty. Take care. 352, area code, you are on.
Hey, guys, what's up? What's up?
All right.
Hey, Tony, piggybacking off the 15th, you know, the central bank came out, and I'm going to read you what they said. They said the central bank will adopt a specialized electronic platform for the purposes of changing documents and data with all banks by 8/15/2022. I think that's some good stuff there. What do you think?
Okay, it's what we talked about last week when I said it was just that, documents, data, that, so the banks will work together in their systems. And they're saying they're all going to be done by the 15th. The contract is supposed to be by the 15th. And everybody's assuming that the RV will be done by the 15th. And all that happens. So we'll see.
Now, did you see where France gave Kazemi an award for something, didn't they? You know, because this company, Total, was threatening to leave. They were going to leave the country. And so that's one of the countries that, you know, they wrote up the original contract in dollars, and then they redid it in dinar, and they was threatening to leave. So, you know, this, I think something got to happen now, because this company has committed itself. And like I say, France gave Kazemi an award. Did you see that?
I did see that. I read the article, yeah. But they did it. I think, yeah, they convinced them to stay by giving them a hard date. So let's hope it stays.
Now, did you see that Indonesia is doing the same thing? They're creating this platform for some kind of electronic data also.
Banking?
Did you see that? Huh?
No, I didn't read it. Maybe I saw the caption of it. I didn't read the article. Everybody just coming online together. So their systems go. So,
right. Let me now. There's another question I have. Discrepancy they're having with Turkey. Could this possibly throw a monkey wrench into this thing and create more chaos? Because Turkey bombed something in Iraq, didn't they?
He bombed the resort, even though they said it wasn't them, because that's what they said. That wasn't us. That's somebody trying to cause problems between us. But Iraq has determined that it was Turkey. That's why they're having their meetings yesterday, today, to say, what are we going to do about it? That's why Parliament is blaming al-Kazemi, saying you've been letting Turkey do this for the last year, bomb areas of Iraq. But it came out, and their Iraq defense said, look, guys, we don't have the military to fight Turks. That's what he went and told Parliament today. We don't have the planes. We don't have the tanks. We don't have the people. They said they got 25 bases in northern Iraq. They got over 1,000 soldiers, and we don't have the people to fight them. Some of them are saying, you know what, a popular crowd or mobile units, they will go fight them. Well, it's a war we can't win and don't need. So they decided we're going to do this diplomatically. We're going to go to the UN, the international community, and ask them to get Turkey to stop doing what they're doing. But the big announcement was there is no agreement between Iraq and Turkey. Nothing has been signed that allows them to bomb anywhere in Iraq, whether they're chasing terrorists or not. So
again, that they mean they're asking the UN and the international community to make Turkey stop because they don't want to go to war. It will stop everything that they've been progressed to so far. Go ahead.
Turkey was supposed to be building some sort of dam to give them to allow more water in, right?
Turkey was building a dam, the Tigris River, that was going to cut water off to Iraq.
Oh,
and that's
cut
what
it off.
Iraq was upset about. Cut it off. They were going to control it and then try to sell them water. But again, the international community has told Turkey you can't do that. So we'll see.
You know,
I don't know why Iraq didn't just go blow up the dam anyway. He just cut the water off and then try to sell it to us. Anyway, go ahead.
But I saw where some of these guys was absolutely irate with when this leak came out against Maliki. They absolutely didn't want the framework to create the next government. And like you say, Amiri, I mean, he really wanted Maliki to be arrested, man.
And they were on the same side. That was his buddy, you know, a couple years ago, even a couple months ago. And now he said he's going to go to Sadar's side. And this is embarrassing for the framework. And more importantly than that, he said, this is totally against our religion. This is not what we do. You're trying to cause a civil war. You're telling the people to go fight. You're creating sedition. You're doing everything we're against, but you want to be the prime minister. So, no, it's not going to work.
I think things would have been much easier if Sadar had stayed his behind in there and he wouldn't at least try to form the government. I think things would have been a little bit smoother rather than them continue to kick this can down the road, man, you know? And I don't understand why he didn't realize that if he get out, it's just going to be more chaos. And that's all we've seen, man. 10 months. And they still have a form of government after the voting. That's sad, man.
Okay, so listen. Sadar played the game. He played chess. That's what they did. He made moves. They made moves. And he said, okay, my move now is I'm going to give you guys a chance to do it. If you can't do it, I don't think you can. And Al-Kazimi stays in there, we win anyway, because that's who we wanted. Now, if you can do it, which I don't think you can, and it's not what I want, you're only going to be there 6 months, and we win anyway. So he still wins.
Yeah, but Tony, he completely removed himself and all of his folks, man. I mean, you know, it's complete chaos, man.
Well, here's the whole thing, though. Framework is not going to put together a government he doesn't agree with. They already said that. All their members. They don't care what Maliki says. We know that's a waste of time. So whoever we put in there, he has to agree with. Whatever we do, he's going to have to agree with it because the people are backing him. So he still wins, but making them do the right thing. So we'll see what happens. If not, it could have went on and on forever anyway. But now it's coming to a conclusion.
All right. Let me get on to another person here. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
All right. 205, area code. 205-362. Okay, 610, area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another dynamite day here in the USA, and I'm going to do the very short version today. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. That way, it makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. As you click on the prompts, follow along as you go through there, and in the block where you type in the name on the card, after you have typed in the name on the card, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number there. That helps Ray track the payments as they come in. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that send payment key. After you've clicked on that send payment key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. This way, you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us, and make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. We do appreciate you.
All right. You're very welcome.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right, Ray.
All
you
okay?
Right,
Tony.
281. We'll squeeze you in.
Wait. Hold on a second. G-Man, you
hold
okay?
Up, 281.
People concerned with your health there.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes, I am. I'm getting over a bit of a sore throat and a cold. We have had the 105 degree temperatures out here the past 3 days, and going in from air conditioning out into the heat, it's gotten to me. So I'm doing all right. I'm recovering.
Okay, I was going to say a little too much sunshine for you, huh? Okay.
little bit, but we're okay.
All right, glad to hear.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. 281, we'll squeeze you in. 281, 467, you're on.
Hello?
Okay, guess not then. You're doing something else. All right, sir. We're at the bottom half of the hour.
Oh,
that was it.
All right, guys. It's really a good news Monday, to tell you the truth, with the framework at least getting their guy narrowed down. Curtis here talking about it. So the only thing we're waiting for is for them to do now is set a date to take the vote. That should be it. It should be hopefully this week. By the end of the week, they can vote. We can get this over with and have nothing to look forward to but the RV itself. The budget's not going to happen that quick, but we should see the RV itself. That's what we're going to wait for. It was a good news Monday. Nothing different from the banks, but the market is feeling like their information is still good, and it could be this weekend. All right? All right, guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for today. We'll be back on Hump Day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Your storm is over. I believe. your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your marvelous Monday. We are out of here.